You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host. I want to talk about the Connect One evangelism campaign and the goals of personal evangelism in Oklahoma. And to talk about the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, I have two friends, two great men in the Oklahoma Baptist Convention. I'm talking about Bob Mayfield, who serves as Sunday school specialist, and Mike Napier, personal evangelism specialist. Welcome, gentlemen.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Hello, Brian.
And Bob, I think I got your title wrong. It was Sunday School Ninja, right?
Sunday School Ninja, that's correct.
Well, guys, thanks for joining us.
That's hashtag Sunday School Ninja.
Very good. Bob, I thought we could begin. People who may or may not be familiar with Connect One, what is it? What is it all about? Give us a summary, please.
I'll kind of give you the quick elevator speech here. Connect One evangelism is actually part of our Reconnect Sunday School initiative that we started 3 years ago, four years ago. Here in the state of Oklahoma, where we're trying to engage church members to, number one, become followers of Jesus Christ, become disciples of Christ, but also engage them in evangelism, Bible study, building community, and also being on mission together. And so as we've been going through this over the past few years, it's become very apparent that the piece that takes the most time and energy and effort to accomplish is the evangelism part. We've had evangelism built into the other things that we've done, but it has not been, I guess, what you would consider to be the lead thing. And so we've just decided to say, let's just put evangelism out there in front, and let's push forward with it. And really, when you stop and think about it, it is really what our church is. This is the primal calling of the local church. We cannot make disciples if we are not reaching people to begin with the gospel. And so we feel like this is the primal nature of the church. We want to do things to help engage and equip church members, every church member, in personal evangelism through their Sunday school or small group. And so that's basically what the Connect One evangelism campaign is about. It's to engage church members in personal evangelism.
I love how it's intentionally designed with the church in mind, with Sunday school and small group in mind, that there's resources. Stepping back and thinking about lostness in Oklahoma, other parts of the nation, the malaise of baptisms. Mike, what are you seeing as the growing need, and how could something like this see an awakening?
Hey, Brian, you know, the beauty of Connect One is it's almost like a grassroots thing because it starts where the people are. It's not in the pulpit, although that's important. It's actually in the Sunday school class. And so it's the Sunday school leaders, it's the Sunday school teachers that are challenging and equipping and inspiring the people in their flocks, their Sunday school class, to do the work of evangelism. Isn't that beautiful?
Amen.
And so what you've got is you've got the normal Sunday school person, if you would, that is actually taking the time to learn how to pray for three lost friends, learn one gospel presentation, invite five people to their small group, and share the gospel one time in 1 month. How beautiful is that? So here's the reality, kind of another part of what you just asked. Approximately 58% of Oklahomans are lost.
Wow.
So you'd be rounded up just a tad. You're looking at 60% of Oklahomans, if they were to die today, they would not go to heaven and they would not have eternal life because they've never been forgiven of their sins. They don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So if you've got 10 people that you see in Walmart, six of those are not saved. That's just mind-boggling to a lot of Oklahomans because they go, well, we live in Oklahoma. There's a church everywhere you look. Yes, there is. There's a church nearly everywhere you look, and those churches are not being intentional in reaching out to the communities where they're at. Here's another challenge along those same lines, Brian. 95, and this is a low percentage, okay? 95% of Christians will never share their faith. 95%, and that's a low number, will never share their faith. So what we're looking at is, and what Bob is working at, is myself and you and others, what we're working at saying to those that are in the Sunday school classes, let's equip you, let's encourage you, and let's inspire you to do the work of personal evangelism, one-on-one evangelism, because that's where the difference is going to be made. And that's through the Sunday school. Isn't it awesome?
That's cool.
I love
it. That's a staggering number, Mike. Bob, help us think through, what will it be like for churches that get on board this? What will the resourcing look like? What will it all involve? And I think Mike referred to the 3151. You could maybe even reiterate some of that here.
Oh, yeah. The basic plan is we want to equip and engage. And so we don't want church members going out with gospel talking points. We want them to actually understand what the gospel is. And so we contacted Lifeway, and we asked Lifeway if they would, you know, put together some kind of material for us that our churches could purchase. And Lifeway came back, and actually this September and October, they have let us write the Bible study lessons in Bible Studies for Life, which is the largest. I didn't know this until we got into this. It's the largest Bible study curriculum in the world. 1.5 million people a quarter study this. I mean, that is just amazing. And so they are letting us write this so that our church members will be studying the gospel. They'll be learning that God is a creator and He loves us. He has a plan for us. They're going to learn that we have a sin problem, a great, big, huge sin problem, and we cannot overcome that ourselves. They're going to learn that God looked at us and said, I love you so much that I'm willing to take care of your sin problem by sacrificing my son for our sin. I mean, that stop and think about that. It's just, that blows us away every time. I've grown up in church. I still get goosebumps thinking about that.
That's right.
That is just amazing. And then it boils down to two more things, and that is we've got a decision to make. You cannot inherit your Christianity. You cannot inherit your parents' faith. Just because you went to church does not mean you're a Christian going to heaven. You've got to make a decision. And then after you make that decision, you have a mission to fulfill. And so that's what the six lessons are in the Lifeway Bible Study Series. And so our folks are going to be studying that for the first part of the campaign. The second part of the campaign, we have what is called the 3151 Challenge. And that is simply, as Mike has already referred to, pray for three lost people, learn a gospel presentation, invite five people to your group, and then share the gospel at least one time during the course of the campaign. But most of this is going to happen in the month of October. And so we're using the North American Mission Board, as Mike's very aware of. We've always had in Southern Baptist Convention through the North American Mission Board Soul Winning Commitment Day on the first Sunday of October. And we're just going to use that and ask our churches and ask our pastors to challenge their people to say, take the 3151 challenge and let's try it for a month. For 1 month, could our church just rally around and say, we want to see what the gospel, what the power of the gospel could do in our community in 1 month?
That's right.
If everybody would just pray for three lost people, learn the gospel, invite five folks to their group, and share the gospel one time. Let's put our toe in the water and just see God work. That's what we're trying to do.
That's awesome. Mike, kind of game that out for us. What could an effort multiplied like this look like for Oklahoma on various size of churches and communities? I mean, we could be talking about many, many souls reborn and baptisms.
Oh, absolutely, Brian. Absolutely. I mean, the way that we have, well, my mind goes multiple different places with that question. Oklahoma was your question, but man, this is being used outside the state even. So what the Holy Spirit, what we see the Holy Spirit doing is actually using this as a springboard for souls being saved, perhaps, at least gospel being shared and people being prayed for in multiple states. So if you come back to Oklahoma, let's just say that you have a church that's running 100 people. And let's just pretend, and you guys may need to help me with these numbers, but let's just pretend that 25 of those people out of that 100 in that church, 25 say, you know, we're going to do this. We're going to do the Connect One evangelism, personal evangelism strategy through the Sunday school. 25. So if you've got 25 people that are praying for three lost friends, how many people are being prayed for? What is that?
I got a Texas education.
75.
75.
They're praying for three lost people. They are learning one gospel presentation, which means you got 25 people being equipped, right? Then they are inviting five people to their small group. So 25 times five is?
125.
125. And those same 25 people are going to share the gospel, whether someone gets saved or not. They are sharing the gospel
25 times.
Now, if they didn't take part in this strategy, if they didn't take part in this, chances are it would be the status quo, which means they wouldn't be praying for their lost friends, they wouldn't be sharing the gospel, they wouldn't be learning a gospel presentation, and they wouldn't be inviting five people to their small group within this month's time. So, Brian, if you take that and you just played with those numbers and you said, you know, Oklahoma has approximately 1,844 churches. Let's just say 1,800. You may need to break out your toes real quick to do this math.
Keep it in zeros.
1,800.
Yeah.
And you've got 25 people from each of those 1,800 churches that take part in this. Average. You got some churches that are larger, some churches that are smaller. Some of our churches don't even have 25 people in them. I understand that. I got to preach at one the other day. It was a blast. It was a great time. But let's just pretend on average, out of those 1,800 churches, 25 people each took part in that. How many people is that?
45,000-ish.
What? 45,000-ish people in Oklahoma praying for three lost friends, learning one gospel presentation, inviting five people to their small group.
That's 250,000 people right there.
And each sharing the gospel one time in 1 month.
I love it. That's a lot of people, and that's a lot of reach. You know, Mike had mentioned, Bob, the other states, mm-hmm. you know, that this mm-hmm. is becoming kind of an orchestrated effort of the Lord. What all is that shaping up to be, and what's the potential there?
Well, what's happening is, can I digress just a hair and kind of bring folks up? Having Lifeway provide this Bible study is a rare moment in time where state conventions, churches, associations, and Lifeway are all on the same page at the same time, studying the same material with the same goal and the same vision, the same mission. It is an awesome opportunity for us. And what has happened is other state conventions have recognized this and said, let's get into it. We want to take advantage of this moment in time. And so to date, I think we've got right at about a dozen state conventions that are participating. And these state conventions, they're calling it different things. Ohio is calling it Engage One. Tennessee, I think, is calling it Connect One. I can't remember. Mississippi's got a name for theirs. I think they're calling it 3151 or something like. Anyway, but it doesn't matter what they call it. They're changing this to fit their state's context, which that's what they ought to do.
Yes.
But it's just so exciting to see the synergy taking place now in state conventions calling each other. We're doing a webinar with Mississippi here in a couple of weeks. Mississippi called us and said, hey, would your folks like to join our folks? And let's just do a webinar and talk about Connect One, which is very much what we're doing right here today. And so it's just exciting to see all these different things taking place. I know the state of Tennessee has got the same, similar goals to us. We're trying to engage 1,000 churches to do Connect One. If those 1,000 churches have 100 people in it, that's 100,000 folks.
Wow.
100,000 church members doing just what Mike has just laid out for us. Same thing happening in Tennessee, same thing in Alabama, same thing in Mississippi, same thing in South Carolina, same thing in Utah, Idaho.
And the reality, Brian, it's only the Spirit of God mm-hmm. can bring unity. I mean, a spiritual unity like this. That's John 17, I'm pretty sure, right? Let them be one as we are one, as Jesus was praying for those who would follow. What else can describe this movement other than the Spirit of God, and we're praying we don't get in the way and allow God to continue to do what he's doing.
I just think, Brian, just to echo what Mike is saying, deep down, I think in the heart of every believer, there is a kernel of truth there. The Holy Spirit is there, and we know that sharing our faith is the right thing to do. We really don't have to have a preacher tell us that. The Holy Spirit is telling us that.
Yes.
And so what unifies it is we are on track with what Jesus did with his life. Jesus said, I've come to seek and save the lost. I mean, that is why Jesus was here. Paul said in 1 Timothy 1:15 that this is a noble work, that Jesus Christ died to save sinners. I mean, that was the work of Christ. And so when we all join ourselves in evangelism, we are actually partnering ourselves up with the Holy Spirit. Yes. And with the life of Jesus, to where we're saying, folks, this is what it's about.
Yeah.
And I think we've seen in our own state, I think we're seeing it in other states, evangelism unifies because deep down inside we all know it's the right thing to do.
That's right.
That's awesome. Thank you, men, for sharing that vision, some of the specifics. Bob, would you quickly tell us kind of what's going on at the associational level?
And oh,
then
absolutely.
And then the first stop of someone who wants to check out the materials or get the materials or look into this, give us that basic info and then tell us what's going on associationally in Oklahoma.
Absolutely, yeah. If you're looking for information about Connect One, you can go to bgco.org. I'm not sure if it's forward slash Connect One. And it's CONNECT and then the number one. And so bgco.org/one, and that will get you to the landing page where you can look at resources. You can see there are graphic downloads. There's all sorts of things you can do there. As far as our associations, we firmly believe that the best way for us to engage our churches from the state convention level is through our associations. Our directors of missions know pastors that, Mike and I would never meet, and
right.
We'll probably never know. But our director of missions knows these guys. And so for us to really, for this to work, we have got to partner up with our associations to make this go. And our associations have jumped up. We are doing a Connect One presentation in every single association for the pastors. And so that doesn't happen again. It's the directors of missions realizing we're about evangelism, and we want our churches evangelizing. And so they're connected in with us. We have a schedule. I think it's going to be up on the website this week. Of where all those association meetings are going to be and where. And so people can go to that bgco.org/connect1, and the information will be there.
And we'll be covering this in the Baptist Messenger too. So this is fantastic, men. Thank you for kind of giving us the overview, telling us some of the hopes and goals, and then what the Lord's already doing through this. I want to end really quickly with a story, and I think Bob or Mike, I think it might have been you, Bob, that told me there's one church that kind of jumped out ahead.
Yeah, they kind of jumped the gun.
And
in a
good way, some things have come together. Leave us with that story, and then we'll look forward to following the progress of all this.
Oh, I would love to. Mike Ridgway is a pastor at First Baptist Church in Rosedale, Oklahoma. Church runs about 100. It is a wide spot in the road, and I'm not saying that in an insulting way. That's just what it is. It's a wide spot in the road. And Mike got the 3151 materials. Actually, he got the pastor's guide at the state meeting in November. He went home and read it and decided he wanted to give it a try. And so he did it between mid-December and mid-January. He did those 4 weeks right there. And he challenged his folks to do the 3151, pray for three, learn a gospel presentation, invite five folks to your group, and share the gospel one time. And then they had a big celebration day. And on the celebration day, this church of 100 people had 20 first-time guests and had five professions of faith.
Mm.
So it just tells me 1 Corinthians 1:18 is correct. And that is, to those who are perishing, the cross is foolishness. But to those of us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
Yes.
And when we are sharing the gospel with lost people, it's not us. It is the power of God coming into play. And all we've got to do is get the gospel in contact with lost people and let the gospel do its job.
That's right.
Amen. Bob Mayfield, Mike Napier, thank you for coming on
the
Messenger Insight and telling us about this. We'll look forward to hearing what the Lord does in the weeks and months ahead. God bless you,
awesome.
And thank you again.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.